The last post ringing out across a calm Anzac Cove at the Dawn Service in Gallipoli and being played by the Navy's able musician Austin Payne. It nearly didn't happen though, after Defence Force uniforms and band equipment, including the bugle, were lost in transit during the Dubai floods last week. Rachel Hallier-Donaldson reports.
Major Peter Bowyer, contingent commander for the Anzac 2024 commemoration, says he's proud of the delegation for the way they handled the challenge. Without the uniforms, the Defence Force, for the first time, faced not being able to take part in the Dawn service. Embassy staff in Ankara scrambled to find the lost luggage. Major Bowyer says some of those who did get their uniforms back, but who were not performing in the service, lent their clothes to those who were. That meant a bit of swapping and resizing.
It was a bit of good old Kiwi ingenuity, basically. So there's some people wearing clothes that they didn't come over with. They've shared clothes and things like that. And we've just adapted some of the ceremony just so that we can, still appropriately acknowledge our forebearers that are currently on this island.
The bugle never made it, but in a sign of true Anzac spirit, a member of the Australia Defence Force Band loaned their cornet. Traditionally, the last post is played on a bugle, but Major Bowyer says able musician Orson Payne is a consummate professional.
He's a very capable musician, and I'm sure he would have provided a very good last post and a reveille if we needed on anything.
Back in Aotearoa, the day was not without disruption. Winds of more than 100 kilometres an hour in Wellington forced officials to cancel the outdoor service at the National War Memorial Park because of fears veterans and guests could be injured. A decision that didn't impress these Wellington visitors, Pamela Neem and Jan Irving.
I actually can't believe that in this country they haven't surged on ahead. I mean, what sort of a countries have become with health and safety?
But people surged on ahead in New Plymouth, physically lifting a car that was blocking the view of some veterans at the Dawn service. In footage posted on social media, local RSA president and veteran Graham Chard can be heard urging the crowd to help.
Couple of whanau, we have any muscle men out there, please? We need a few hands. Come on, the more hands, the better. Let's go. One, two, three, pop!
Oh, you're cool.
Okay, we need some more hands. Come on, whanau, who else? Come on, put them on.
About 15 people lifted the 2009 Mitsubishi hatchback, eventually moving it 2 metres. Graham Chard says the service went well, and he was touched by the huge turnout of young and old.